Oh, yeah. I mean, whether it's a NASCAR stock car, an Indy 500 car, IMSA sports cars, even drag racing cars, you know, I mean, these things are all, you know, they're like basically built a la carte, built to order, and you can design them with whatever you want, whatever you need. I mean, there's even transporters that are just strictly engineering rooms and meeting rooms and things like that. I know when Penske comes here to Detroit with the IndyCar team, he's got at least 7 transporters for 3 cars, and 1 transporter is just all parts and materials and supplies. If our IndyCar gets destroyed, which they are designed to do, the only thing that's left is the tub that the driver sits in. Everything else, if you've ever seen an IndyCar explode at Indy, it's just carbon fiber everywhere. But as long as the tub is intact, and that's the nickname for it, it's actually called a monocoque that the driver sits in, the car could be rebuilt around the tub. So they got spare parts, spare engines, you name it, they got. Like you say, you basically are bringing your garage or your facility in Mooresville, where's Mooresville, is it North Carolina or South Carolina, I don't know. But, yeah, wherever they come from, they bring everything with them. It's like when we go overseas. We used to race overseas, and it takes 3 747s worth of equipment, and we have to bring everything. That includes tires, and back in the earlier days, we were burning methanol fuel, and we had to actually have methanol fuel shipped from the United States to Australia, Japan, and 4 points in Europe. So, I made a comment once about a friend of mine about logistics on Discord. His name was Billy Camphausen, and he's in his mid-80s now. But that guy, he was on, I don't know if FedEx was on speed dial with him or he was on speed dial with FedEx. Because all the equipment that we shipped on these 3 747 FedEx cargo planes. So, yeah, it's poetry in motion.